Hello and happy Friday, everyone. The weekend is here. I'm Coy Wire and this is CNN 10, where we're finishing out this week strong with the best 10 minutes in news because of you. I am pumped to get into today's stories with you, so let's get right to it. We're going to start with this incredible story in Venezuela, where years of political conflict and controversial elections in July have led journalists to find innovative ways to safely do their jobs. The two anchors you see here are AI avatars of the news program Venezuela Retweets. Now, the show is the brainchild of a group of media organizations who want to protect their real-life journalists from a crackdown on free speech. Venezuela has been experiencing political and economic strife since President Nicolas Maduro took over from his predecessor in 2013. Since then, he's used democratic processes like referendums to extend his executive power over government while imprisoning political enemies and attacking the judiciary branch. Maduro's time in office has seen political corruption, urban violence, astronomical prices, and shortages of goods that Venezuelans took to the streets to protest over the years. And deadly protests erupted across the country following its disputed July 28th presidential election that named Maduro the winner with little proof. The authoritarian regime has not stopped cracking down on citizens and journalists since then. Organizations say at least 16 journalists have been detained covering the nationwide protests. All but four of them are still behind bars for charges like terrorism. It's that threat that's led these journalists to get creative. Because of government censorship, most folks get their news on social media. Well, Venezuela Retweets is streamed online. That makes it harder to trace the video and easier for AI avatars to front a newscast. Now, artificial intelligence doesn't come without its own risks. In the wrong hands, it can be used to spread disinformation and erode trust in institutions. And some of you on social media even asked if I am AI, and I can guarantee you that there are no glitches in this system. Actually, there are a lot of glitches, and that's how you know I am not AI. All right, our Stefano Pozzovan has more.
Hola, CNN. Yo soy la Chama.
Hey, Chama, can you speak in English?
Of course. And my partner, El Pana, does too.
Hello, CNN. Thanks for the invitation.
And you recognize AI avatars from real journalists. These two avatars were launched by a collective of journalists in Venezuela to protect the identities of reporters after the government intensified cracking down on independent media following July's election. Venezuelan authorities proclaimed the strongman Nicolas Maduro the winner without showing any proof. And when people took to the streets to protest, hundreds were detained, including 10 journalists. 24 people died.
As avatars, we are, in a way, an expression of the face of journalism that cannot show its face today because of the high risk of being detained and prosecuted under hate incitement laws.
While the images are AI, real journalists script and record the voices of the avatars. Their identities protected for safety reasons.
Imagine that even photos taken of the demonstrations have to be distorted because the government can use them to track down citizens who are protesting the election results. Over 1,500 people have been detained.
But how can I be sure that the information you share is real?
We always clarify that although we are avatars, we are the result of the intelligence of over 100 Venezuelan journalists.
AI is sometimes touted as a threat to reliable information and a risk to democracy. But in this case, it has become part of a journalist's safety kit.
Pop quiz hotshot. Which of the Earth's oceans has the highest salinity or concentration of salt? Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Arctic Ocean, or Indian Ocean? Put your hands up if you said Atlantic Ocean. Of the five ocean basins, it is the saltiest thanks to factors like large drainage areas and trade winds.
This is the Silver Dragon tidal bore on the Qiantung River in China. A bore occurs when the leading edge of an incoming tide creates a wave that surges up a river. Tide watching is a Chinese tradition of the Mid-Autumn Festival, which falls on a full moon. This year's tide was higher than usual after the recent Typhoon Babinka, the strongest storm to hit Shanghai in 75 years, according to state media.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. You might go bonkers for these unique houses. Imagine living in a refurbished bunker 14 feet underground. There's a Cold War time capsule. It's one of only 1,500 bunkers ever built in the 1950s post-war Britain to protect up to 3 people from a nuclear attack. That and more. Take a look with our Jeremy Roth.
Looking for a truly bulletproof real estate bargain? How about this honest-to-goodness Cold War-era bunker that's going up for auction soon? According to SDL Auctions, the bunker was built in the 1950s and is nestled 14 feet below a country field in Derbyshire, England. Roughly the size of a garage, this cozy decommissioned bunker retains some of its original charm, with classic bunker features like an asbestos fire blanket, vintage binoculars, and a still-stocked pantry that's not at all gross. Also, this ominous Cold War hotline phone for literal red alerts. But it also has sought-after upgrades like carpeting, velvet drapes, and an unused chemical toilet. Hey, can't put a price on that. Actually, auctioneers expect buyers will fork over up to $26,000 for this homey piece of history, perfect for those looking to shield themselves from a volatile real estate market. And also, you know, a thermonuclear blast. Hey, you know what rocks? This Minnesota home, covered in rocks. If you're passing through the town of Arco, stop and marvel at this craggy crib that was once a gas station but is now the uber-unique home of the Herzogs, who've lived here for 25 years. Covered in everything from pipestone to pink quartz to volcanic rock, it may seem random, but the owners say there's more here than meets the eye.
It's not just a bunch of rocks put together. There are designs on this house.
Finally, if you were holding out for a world champion caliber home, sorry, this one is finally taken after 12 years on the market. NBA legend Michael Jordan's Chicago area mansion, originally listed in 2012 and sporting 9 bedrooms, 19 bathrooms, and a full-size basketball court, is finally under contract for a reported $14 million. Ah, you weren't going to buy it anyway.
And now for our favorite part of the day, shout-out time. This one goes to Mr. Wilmer's class at Woodward Academy right here in the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Go War Eagles. And heading out to Cali, out to the left coast soon to interview Simone Biles, as you all know. Thank you for the awesome questions. So this one's going to Castle Park High School in Chula Vista, California. Rise up. It's been an awesome week, everyone. Go on out and make someone smile today. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.